Let my crying hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my crying come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the time of my trouble. Incline thine ear unto me when I call, O hear me and that right soon. For my days are consumed away like smoke, and my bones are burnt up as it were a firebrand. My heart is smitten down and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread, for the voice of my groaning. My bones will scarce cleave to my flesh. I am become like a pelican in the wilderness, and like an owl that is in the desert. I have watched and am even as it were a sparrow that sitteth alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies revile me all the day long, and they that are mad upon me are sworn together against me. For I have eaten ashes as it were bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, and that because of thine indignation and wrath. For thou hast taken me up and cast me down. My days are gone like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance throughout all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for it is time that thou have mercy upon her, yea, the time is come. And why thy servants think upon her stones, and it pitieth them to see her in the dust. The nations shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy majesty, when the Lord shall build up Zion, and when his glory shall appear, when he turneth him unto the prayer of the poor destitute, and despiseth not their desire. This shall be written for those that come after, and the people which shall be born shall praise the Lord, for he hath looked down from his sanctuary. Out of the heaven did the Lord behold the earth, that he might hear the mournings of such as are in captivity, and deliver them that are appointed unto death, that they may declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his worship at Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms also to serve the Lord. He brought down my strength in my journey, and shortened my days. But I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my age. As for thy years, they endure throughout all generations. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall stand fast in thy sight.